in the lunchtime edition. A technical team from Trinidad due in Barbados over the next 2 weeks as Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago and Guyana finalize plans for the launch of a ferry service. A West Coast hotel reportedly hit by a sick out, as the Barbados Workers Union says it's getting complaints from staff there. Government reports a reduction in youth deviance and says it's making progress in getting young people off the blocks. The Home Affairs Minister denies expanded freedom of movement rules will threaten jobs for locals and increase the risk of infiltration of criminals. And a UWI economist concerned about what he sees as a big jump in government spending, as indicated in the just laid estimates. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, Trinidadian officials are to visit Barbados in coming weeks as plans are being finalized for the launch of a ferry service between Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and Guyana. The Trinidad and Tobago government has disclosed in a statement that a team of technical officials from that country will visit Guyana and Barbados to inspect port infrastructure as efforts continue to launch what they call a common transportation ferry system. The team will arrive here over the next 2 weeks to carry out the inspection. The statement disclosed that last week, government ministers, technical officers, and other stakeholders from the three countries met in Port of Spain to discuss the inter-regional ferry system, and say the meeting highlighted each country's position in relation to this issue. The ministers are said to have emphasized their commitment to implementing the ferry service. While in Port of Spain, the officials from Barbados, Trinidad, and Guyana inspected the vessel to be used for the ferry service, the Galleon Passage. The team is said to have agreed to continue to work to make the ferry service a reality as soon as possible. Barbados's Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, does not believe that Barbados expanding the range of people being allowed to live and work freely here will threaten the jobs of locals or create any security risks. The House of Assembly yesterday amended the immigration laws to allow for a wider category of people to work here under the CARICOM Movement of Skilled Nationals rules. Mr. Abrams responded to some of the concerns raised by the public on VOB's Down to Brass Tax call-in program. One worry was that criminals might be able to sneak into the country.
Nobody comes to that airport on a legitimate document and we don't know who you are. So it is not that persons come in and enter and we don't have an idea of who they are. If you have had a conviction in the country you're coming from or any conviction registered anywhere in the world, we know. And oftentimes when persons are coming in, they're flagged well before they land. So the issue of persons coming into Barbados to commit offenses, you would have, quite frankly, to be a fresh person who's never committed an offense. And there's nothing that triggers you or brought you to the attention of any of the international agencies. You would have to have a completely clean record for that to slip through.
He also spoke on the issue of jobs.
A lot of lawyers in Barbados practice in a number of the other islands. Other lawyers come in here to do cases and have a right of appearance in front of our court. I know a number of doctors in Barbados have practices in other islands, and they go and spend a 1 week and do their rotation of cases there, and then come back to Barbados or move on to another one. So it swings both ways.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, in the lunchtime edition. Some staff at a West Coast hotel said to be on a sick out as the Barbados Workers Union states concern over what it claims are reports it has been receiving from staff there. A number of the housekeeping and front desk staff at the Crystal Cove Hotel are reported to have called in sick today. Communications manager of the Barbados Workers Union, Shane Jones, tells Starcom Network News the union has not authorized any industrial action at the hotel, but that the union does have concerns.
What I can tell you is that we heard some very concerning whispers of some practices coming out of that hotel. And instead of just taking it at face value, we wanted to investigate further. So we wrote to the hotel on February 15th of this year, asking for a general meeting to meet with our members so we could get a greater understanding of what was happening, what was said to be happening, and see what the facts were there. I can update you that to this very day, we have not received even acknowledgement or response of that correspondence asking for that general meeting. So I am not aware of any sick out at Crystal Cove today.
Communications Manager of the Barbados Workers Union, Shane Jones. Government says it's making progress in getting young people off the blocks and creating employment opportunities for them. This was disclosed by Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. Mr. Griffith told Starcom Network News he has seen a reduction in youth deviance and believes their programs aimed at getting young people off the blocks are reaping success. His comments came this morning after a graduation ceremony for the Pathways Employability Program for students of the Ann Hill School.
We have a block committee and they're tasked with going to all of the blocks across Barbados. To date, they would have visited in excess of 150 blocks all across the island. We have 16 new businesses that were formed as a result of this particular initiative. So it entails providing a second chance for youngsters who are liming on the blocks. The block committee will visit those blocks and try to ascertain from them what are their needs. So it is a program that we believe is necessary to reintegrate those guys who are liming on the blocks back into mainstream society. And we are seeing tremendous success as a result of the ministry government reaching out to these guys and providing that second chance.
Minister of Youth and Sports Charles Griffith. University of the West Indies economist Professor Troy Lord is concerned about the big jump in government spending for the next financial year. The dean of the Faculty of Social Sciences at the CAFL campus was responding to the government estimates laid in the House of Assembly yesterday.
A big point for me is the jump in spending. $1 billion over what we spent last year, revised for 2024. That is significant. That's 31.7%. So I said, that's a big jump. Very, very significant. It's a 31.8% jump. That's for me. There's a lot of spending this year, and as I indicated, government spending is inflationary. So, I mean, on one hand, this may be good for persons. I mean, when government spends money goes into the pocket, there's a lot of activity. It tends to be a lot of activity. I expect a lot of activity in a World Cup year. The counter to that, the converse of that spending is inflationary pressures, because that's what tends to happen when there's, you know, this significant increase in public spending.
University economist Professor Troy Lord. And Bermuda police have launched an investigation into the discovery of heroin suspected of being laced with the synthetic opioid fentanyl. The probe was launched after three people were treated at hospital for a possible overdose of the substance. Fentanyl is a potent synthetic opioid drug approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for use for pain relief and as an anesthetic. It is approximately 100 times more potent than morphine and 50 times more potent than heroin. Sudden deaths involving relatively young people have been occurring in various Caribbean countries, which are suspected of being connected with the use of fentanyl. The Bermuda Police Service has issued a statement warning the public that fentanyl use, even in small doses, can result in serious effects, especially when combined with other drugs, particularly other opioids such as heroin and even cocaine. Our top stories. A technical team from Trinidad due in Barbados over the next 2 weeks as Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and Guyana finalize plans for the launch of a ferry service. Barbadian officials inspected the vessel in Trinidad last week. A West Coast hotel reportedly hit by a sick out, as the Barbados Workers Union says. It's getting complaints from staff there, but denies there's any official industrial action. Government reports a reduction in youth deviance and says it's making progress in getting young people off the blocks. The Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams denies expanded freedom of movement rules will threaten jobs for locals here and increase the risk of infiltration of criminals. And a UWI economist, Troy Lord, concerned about what he sees as a big jump in government spending as indicated in the just laid estimates of revenue and expenditure. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.